this morning, the COP28 climate summit kicked off with a warning from the head of the UN that 2023 will be the hottest year on record ever. Here in the GTA, carbon emissions are also up by 8% last year. That according to a new report from the Atmospheric Fund. Julia Langer is their CEO and is in studio with us. Julia, good morning.
Good morning.
8%, we're just talking about the GTA. How big a deal is that, the fact that it's going up and going up by that much?
Well, first of all, it's exactly the wrong direction that mm-hmm. we need to be going in terms of carbon emissions. And it is the largest leap year over year since 2015 when we started doing this inventory for the Greater Toronto Hamilton area.
Where's it coming from?
It's coming across the board, unfortunately. So when we look at where emissions come from, it's buildings, the gas we use for heating and the electricity we use on, in our appliances, et cetera. That's going up, mainly in the commercial building space. Mm-hmm. Transportation is up about 9%. More cars, more kilometers traveled, less people on transit. Although, there is a bit of a bright spot because even so, transit ridership is up, but driving is also up. And then the really shocking piece is that the emissions associated with electricity production are up 26%, and that's because the gas plants are being run more.
Okay, but that's very curious to me because the GTA, we have these nuclear plants that are around us, Pickering and beyond. What's happening?
What's happening is, well, there are more people.
Mm-hmm.
There are more buildings. Yeah. There's more demand. And choices are being made to use gas rather than invest in renewables, which are a low carbon source of power and a very affordable one at that. And so we have to make decisions and investments and build infrastructure that's going to help us bend this curve down. And the more we go up, the steeper the decline has to be. So calculating out to 2030, our targets for 2030, mm-hmm. we need to be 9% per year over year down.
Going down.
We're going down.
And we're going the wrong way.
And what we also tried to do, and I know this can seem very, demoralizing, and it is the wrong direction. But we also did some inventory of what is happening that's great to show that, in fact, there are ways that these solutions are right in front of us. Mm-hmm. So we see that home retrofits have quadrupled. People are retrofitting their homes because they want to contribute to this climate solutions.
Yep. Are you talking about insulation or heat pumps?
Well, insulation should be the first thing. It's not always the first thing people do, but heat pumps for sure. And that's because of federal incentives. And we really need to amp those up. Transit ridership is up, thank goodness. And quite steeply in some cases, like 50, 60% since last year. EV sales, electric vehicle sales, up 78%. So, mm-hmm. We can see and we have renewables. Solar power can deliver clean energy. So it's really important to say, step on the pedal on those. And when you're in a hole, the first thing to do is stop digging. Let's stop doing some of the emitting things like using gas for electricity production.
You have recommendations in this report for government. What are you suggesting?
We have recommendations for all levels of government because it is and for corporate Canada mm-hmm. because this is a team sport. And so really we have to have building codes so that all new construction is low carbon because otherwise it will keep emitting for decades to come. We need to incentivize and require retrofitting of all our buildings, literally. And the bright side of that is there's a huge amount of job creation involved in that, goods, services. It's a really great investable opportunity. Electric vehicle mandates. Mm-hmm. We absolutely need to see a year-over-year increase in those sales. And
you talk about a mandate. So, next door, Quebec.
Yes.
Seems like a long way away, but they aren't really. They have a kind of mandate that basically says the auto manufacturers can't sell gas cars mm-hmm. if they aren't selling a minimum number of electric vehicles.
Yeah, it's a fleet standard. So percentage of the fleet has mm-hmm. to be electric. Same in BC. And what we see is that it's really hard to get an EV here. You're waiting for ages if you want one. because the cars are going to BC and Quebec because they have mandates.
Because they have the mandate.
And yeah. So sometimes it's the rules of the game that help move this along. We have the technology. Mm-hmm. We have the, well, I would say to the point right now of eco-anxiety. So the public will is there. We know that this crazy weather, we cannot live with this. But we need the political will, the policy infrastructure, the actual hard infrastructure to allow transit ridership, mm-hmm. To allow biking safely on bike lanes, to require the retrofitting and green new construction. So the solutions are really in front of us, and it's our task to do. We've got all of those people gathered in Dubai talking very globally and high level. Come home, let's do the work.
All right. Julia, thank you so much for coming in. Appreciate
it. Thank you.
That is Julia Langer, who is the CEO of the Atmospheric Fund. It is a regional climate agency. COP28 underway now in Dubai through to December 12th.